All right, we're back with the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We've got another hour of fine mainstream jazz ahead of us. So sit back and relax and put up your feet and listen, enjoy the sounds. We're going to continue to highlight the recorded work of alto sax man Cannonball Adderley. And this is another working group that Cannonball put together and toured with this particular aggregation for some time. It was an all-star group. Besides Cannonball on alto, we had his younger brother, Nat Adderley, on cornet. Fine multi-instrumentalist, Yusuf Lateef out of Detroit, who played flute, oboe, and tenor sax. Joe Zavenu on piano, great down-home piano player. Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. And this is from their Riverside album, the Cannonball Adderley Sextet, Dizzy's Business. This is a title track that was written by the arranger, composer, and tenor sax man out of the Count Basie band, Ernie Wilkins. Let's listen to Dizzy's Business. We'll be right back. The title track from a Milestone album, Cannonball Adderley, Dizzy's Business, that was the Cannonball Adderley Sextet extant at that time, and it was cut live in a concert in Tokyo, Japan in July of 1963, and as you could tell, they were well received. And besides Cannonball on alto, we had a fine cornet solo by Cannonball's younger brother, Nat, and a fine tenor sax solo there by Yusuf Lateef. So what's up next, Al?
Next we'll hear from John Coltrane from an Impulse LP entitled Ballads. And it features Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Alvin Jones on drums. And it's a Harry Warren tune entitled I Wish I Knew.
Thank you.
That was I Wish I Knew, a tune written by Harry Warren, and featured there by John Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. That was from an Impulse LP released in 1963 entitled Ballads.
Our next track by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, alto saxman, Cannibal Alley, features, besides Cannibal, of course, on alto, is the great pianist Bill Evans on piano. The rhythm section out of the Modern Jazz Quartet at that time, Percy Heath on bass and Connie Kay on drums. This was recorded on a Riverside album in 1961, and this particular composition is the classic that pianist Bill Evans wrote, which was considered his most famous composition and became kind of a jazz standard all down through the years, Waltz for Debbie. Thank you. That was a classic composition done by the pianist on that track, Bill Evans, Waltz for Debbie, ably assisted by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Julian Cannibal Adley on alto sax, Percy Heath on bass, Akani Kay on drums. That was cut on a Riverside album in New York City in 1961. So what's up next, Al?
Next, we'll hear from Kenny Burrell and Jimmy Smith from a Verve LP entitled Blue Bash. That features Kenny on guitar, Jimmy Smith on organ, George Vivian on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. And they're going to do a Benny Goodman tune entitled Soft Winds.
Thank you.
As the soft winds fade away there, we'll give credit to Kenny Burrell on guitar, Jimmy Smith on organ, George Duvivier on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. That was from a Verve LP released in 1963 entitled Blue Bash.
Continuing with our highlighting of the alto sax work of Cannonball Adderley, we're going to go back to some of the earliest tracks that he cut when he was just gravitated from Florida as a high school teacher up to New York City and became a major jazz artist. And he was signed by the Amarcy label, which is a subsidiary of Mercury label. And he cut their original albums in like the summer of 1956 in New York City. And one of the first albums, interestingly enough, was issued under his baby brother, Nat Adderley, who plays cornet. And this particular album was released under the title To the Ivy League from Nat on the Amarcy label. And Nat is the leader, and big brother Cannonball on alto sax is a sideman. Along with those two gentlemen, we've got Junior Mance on piano, one of Evanston, Illinois' finest, traveled the world with Cannonball. And we've got Sam Jones on bass, Specs Wright on drums. And this is a Cannonball composition, Sermonette. Thank you. Ah, yes, that was a fine solo there by Cannonball Adderley's younger brother, Nat Adderley, on cornet. It was a composition that was written by Cannonball, our featured artist of the week. Cannonball sat out on that one, but that was one of his better compositions, so we had to work that into the program. And that was from a Marcy label release in 1956. So what's up next, Al?
Next we'll feature the Miles Davis Sextet from a Columbia LP entitled Jazz Track. This LP had two distinct groups, one on each side. One side was the soundtrack from a French movie, which Miles participated in. On the other side was the traditional Miles Davis Sextet, featuring Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. This was from a Columbia LP, and this tune Miles called Fran's Dance, which was named after his wife. But if you have any kids or you were ever a kid yourself, you'll recognize it immediately.
Thank you.
was Franz Dance, featuring there the Miles Davis Sextet with Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. That was from a Columbia LP released in 1959 entitled Jazz Track.
In the early years of Cannonball's career, when he was first signed on as a major artist, he signed on with MRC Records, which was a subsidiary of Mercury Records. And this is an album that he cut in February of 1957 called Cannonball En Route. And he does the great Kern and Fields composition, The Way You Look Tonight. I think it won the Academy Award for the year that came out with Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. And the personnel included his younger brother, Nat, on cornet, Evanston's finest, Junior Mance, again, back on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. That was a working group at that time. Let's listen to The Way You Look Tonight. Cannonball Brothers, rather the Adderley Brothers, Cannonball on alto sax and Nat Adderley on cornet, leading that ensemble through the classic composition written by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, The Way You Look Tonight. So that was from our Marcy album in 1957. So what's the next on the horizon, Al?
Next we'll hear from the Judge, Milt Hinton. And he leads a group here that includes Milt on bass, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Hank Jones on piano, O.C. Johnson on drums. And this is from an epic LP entitled The Rhythm Section. And the tune they're going to do is written by Milt. And it sounds like he just got off the phone with his wife because it's entitled Mona's Feeling Lonely. And that was Mona's Feeling Lonely, written by Milt Hinton and featuring Milt on bass, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Hank Jones on piano, O.C. Johnson on drums, from an epic LP released in 1956 entitled The Rhythm Section.
For the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Corns. We've enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, so hope you'll make it a habit of joining us for some fine modern mainstream jazz. We're going to close out the show with the Cannonball Adderley Quintet live at the Lighthouse. It was a club in Hermosa Beach, California, in October 1960, with Cannonball on alto, of course, younger brother Nat on cornet, Victor Feldman on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Haynes on drums. This is a very popular thing that was written by Cannonball called Sack of Woe.
Thank you very much. This is a little tune, you know, if you could call this one funky, that we do that's based upon a rhythm that's a common one used dancing, and it has been used for a long time. This one is called a sack of woe.
Thank you.